every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 33rd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad. With me is co-host Chris Teague back with us. We're glad about that. I'm wondering, Chris, have you seen any effects from the hurricane?
We actually haven't. We're in a big drought right now. My grass is very crunchy, but we've been getting a lot of wildfire smoke from Canada, and we actually have a few of our own wildfires now. So how are things on your side of the world?
Things are pretty good here. Plenty of news to talk about in the car world this week. Tesla has announced a new model that should shake things up in the crossover EV segment. We'll tell you all about it and where it will be available first coming up. Acura is set to roll out a refreshed version of its popular Integra premium compact sedan. We'll fill you in on the details. I'm wondering, Chris, if you are an Integra fan.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, I thought so. The state of California has just earmarked $55 million for electric vehicle fast charging infrastructure. And guess where they want to install those chargers? We'll have the amusing details on that coming up. And Rivian is finally pulling the trigger on a long-delayed $5 billion factory to be situated outside Atlanta. We'll have details on that, too. So we have a lot to talk about this week, Chris. Is there a story that you find most interesting?
I always like talking about new and refreshed vehicles, so I'm looking forward to the Tesla and the Acura stories today, Jack.
Yeah, look forward to talking about that. This is a car show, after all. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country, I live at the other, and each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, and how you can save some money on your car. Chris, what is your test vehicle this week?
I spent the week driving the 2025 Ford F-150 Lightning Lariat, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
I really look forward to hearing about that. I've been writing about big full-size pickup trucks, and of course that's an electric one, so we'll talk about that coming up. My test vehicle this week is the 2025 Genesis G90 all-wheel drive with supercharger. Very cool car. Talk about a vehicle with curb appeal. This certainly has it, 5,000 pounds of it, so I'll tell you about this car coming up. Our special guest this week is Megan Jamarusti. She is design director at Ford Motor Company. She and I had a discussion about the technology offering in the 2025 Ford Expedition full-size SUV, so look for that. And stay with us. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BILL for an extra 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code BILL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BILL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BILL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jackie Rad and Chris Teague back with you. And it is news time, and plenty of automotive news coming, and including Tesla news. Always fascinating to hear what's going on at Tesla. They're expanding their presence in China, where they already have a giant presence, with a new six-seat SUV, a new version of their Model Y, the Model YL. It's an extended version, as I said, of the Model Y, and it starts around $47,000 there in China. I have no idea what Chinese prices are actually like, whether it's very expensive or not expensive at all there. It's 6 inches longer than the standard version and adds a third row of seats. Estimated range of 467 miles per charge, which is kind of mind-blowing. What's your take on all this?
Well, the first thing is that that range number is on the CLTC cycle, which is what China uses to measure their EV range. So it's likely much more generous than what the EPA would assign to that vehicle. But I think it's interesting to see Tesla trying out some new things in China. You know, they're taking a beating from BYD and all the other homegrown brands there.
Yeah.
And Chinese people love to be driven in larger vehicles. So this kind of caters to that market. I mean, I could see them selling a few. I don't know if it's going to help them break through the domestic brands there, though.
Yeah, it's interesting that they're adding all this extra room for one extra seat, basically. but I think that in an SUV, you're also getting more room. As you mentioned, the EV makers from China are kind of eating Tesla's lunch there. Tesla's deliveries in China fell 12% in July. That's a big shortfall there because China is a big part of their sales. Tesla's also testing their full self-driving software in China, something we've talked about here. Maybe the regulators in China are a little less wary than they are here. What's your take on that, Chris?
Well, they may be a little less wary, but I think the consequences for a mess up might be a little bit steeper there. But, you know, who knows?
Right. Well, let's talk about something maybe a little more positive, although that is positive. It'll be interesting when we see that vehicle here in the United States, and I imagine we will. Acura's top-selling sport compact sedan is back with somewhat of a refreshed look for 2026. It arrives in dealerships this week. It has updated styling, a revised tech-rich, quote-unquote, interior. Pricing that starts around $33,000. They've gone to a 9-inch touchscreen as opposed to a 7-inch touchscreen. It has wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and wireless phone charger. I think maybe this is one of the big things they're trying to do, a 10.2-inch all-digital instrument display. Interesting that the instrument display is somewhat larger or wider than the central touchscreen, but it looks like tech is something that they're trying to play up in this one, right?
Yeah, they've done a good job differentiating the Integra from the Civic, and you know they kept the price reasonable, but the Integra's got a little bit nicer interior, and then you mentioned the tech features there. I can't wait to drive it. I like the I guess it's the same car, really, just with new tech now, but I drove the previous version and really enjoyed it, so I'm sure this one's more of the same.
Yeah, the A-Spec trim should be maybe the zootiest, neatest. It has a new aero body kit, side spoilers, and 18-inch black wheels. I hope they're not going to an all-black theme because I know that.
My favorite thing.
Yeah, exactly. They do have different colors, new colors for this year, so that's cool. Same kind of performance that you mentioned, 200 horsepower, 192 pound-feet of torque, so that's cool. This is one of the few cars where you can still get a 6-speed manual transmission. That's exclusive to the A-Spec with the technology package, and so that's good. Adaptive dampers. It's got kind of a lot of good stuff for right around $37,000, $38,000. I guess right around that's a lot of money for a compact sedan. But this is a premium sedan, after all.
Yeah, if you consider the step up in price to the Integra Type S or the Civic Type R, I think this feels like a bargain, even though it's not quite exactly cheap.
Yeah, I mean, the Type S starts at $55,000, around $55,000, so that's a bunch. Well, let's talk about what's going on in, I hate to call it my home state, but the state in which I live, California. They have earmarked $55 million for more fast charging, which I guess is okay, not a bad idea. Want to have more infrastructure across the state. Of course, this is as EVs are maybe becoming less and less popular out there. They're offering incentives of up to $100,000 per charging port for businesses and public sites who want to install high-speed chargers. This is where it kind of comes off the rails to me. They're picking reasonable sites, gas stations, parking lots, shopping centers, and convenience stores. This is the sentence that I have to scratch my head over. Special priority will be given to tribal lands, low-income areas, and disadvantaged communities where charging access has often lagged behind. Now, I think it's lagged behind in those areas, Chris, because people in disadvantaged communities can't afford electric cars, never have, don't have them. So it's kind of odd that they would try to put electric vehicle charging stations in these areas. It just it boggles the mind to me.
Well, I can see maybe the reasoning behind this, right? So if you build it, they will come, I guess. You know, but the cart is kind of leading the horse here. And as you say, they haven't done anything to address the underlying issue of why people aren't driving those cars to begin with. I can see why that would cause you some ire.
If not ire, I just say it's more a head scratcher and kind of indicates what goes on politically as opposed to what is market driven. These are underserved areas for EVs because these people can't afford I'm one of them, I think, who can't afford an EV or afford to operate an EV or doesn't want to put up with what needs to be done to do that. So interesting to me. In any case, let's go on to Rivian. They are pulling the trigger. I'm really surprised by this on a long delayed $5 billion electric vehicle factory near Atlanta in Georgia. It will break ground in 2026, next year, of course, and production set to begin by 2028. Does this surprise you, Chris, that now is the time they've decided to do this?
Well, we knew that they needed this facility to get the new R2 vehicle and the R3 off the ground, but you know, we've been hearing about this for several years now, and I can't say that I expected it to actually move forward.
Yeah. This was a project that was originally announced in 2021. Then there were delays. Certainly, Rivian has had its ups and downs, as had the whole electric vehicle market. And then they have got, and I'm surprised by this too, a $6.6 billion federal loan was approved earlier this year. And then there are, that's accompanied by $1.5 billion in state and local incentives. And this should employ, according to Rivian, 7,500 people when it's finally up and running. But and I it will be up and running, I'm sure. But I'm wondering if there will be the commensurate demand for these vehicles that Rivian seems to think there will be.
Yeah, they've had ups and downs. I'm not sure. I don't think their vehicles are currently eligible for the quickly to expire, soon to expire federal tax credits. But they've done okay selling vehicles at full price. I mean, they seem to have a pretty loyal following. And then the R2 is going to be allegedly less expensive. So I could see this being a worthwhile effort for them. However, you know, multi-billion dollar project like this is going to take quite a while to pay off, and who knows what's going to happen with EV demand going forward.
Yeah, and I think the keys to this are both the federal loans and the local funding that's going into this. I think if this were privately financed, you would not see this happening at this time. But that's just my take on it, you know. So, things are already underway. It's a 2,000-acre site. This is a giant deal. I'm just kind of amazed what's going on here.
Yeah, well, I really hope that they're able to sustain the volume that they need to support that facility.
Right. Well, we'll see. We certainly will see. Remind us of the vehicle you'll be testing this week, Chris.
I drove the 2025 Ford F-150 Lightning Lariat, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Can't wait to hear about it. I will be testing the 2025 Genesis G90 all-wheel drive with the e-supercharger, a vehicle with incredible curb value, so stay with us for that. We'll be right back to talk about both of those cars, and we'll have much more for you right here on America on the Road, so stay with us. We're glad you're with us.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris Teague. We're so glad Chris is back with us. This is Jack Nerad back with you. It is our road test segment, and fascinating vehicles to talk about. We've been talking a lot about electric vehicles in this show already, but Chris, you were driving a prime electric pickup truck. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is an important model for Ford. It's the 2025 F-150 Lightning. I tested the Lariat model, which is just below the top Platinum trim, but there are three other trims below the Lariat that are a little bit less expensive. So you can get into this truck for around $52,000. That's for the base Pro trim. You get vinyl seats and a vinyl floor, and so a pretty basic experience there. My Lariat was around $83,000 after options, and you can spend over $100,000 on the Platinum with options and stuff too. So there's a pretty big price spread here. I think $50,000 is pretty broad. Jack, what are your thoughts on the Lightning lineup overall?
I think it's interesting that they have various trims based on the fact that hasn't been a ton of demand, but I think they want to broaden the appeal of that vehicle. I'm also... I didn't have a chance to talk with you about Ford's Model T moment from a week or so ago, and I wonder how that affects what's going on with these kind of legacy EVs that Ford has, like the Lightning. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think Ford has really never been able to meet the pricing targets that it set for the Lightning when it started out. I think we heard it would start at $40,000 and then it immediately went to $50,000, and now we're up to, $52,000 or $53,000 to start. I think that, the Model T moment, the affordable electric truck they're talking about coming up with, is a big deal for them. I don't know what it's going to do to the F-150 Lightning and the Mustang Mach-E. I don't think Ford's going to ditch a full-size electric truck, though, but we can talk about that on another show.
Right.
This truck, mine had the extended range battery and the upgraded drivetrain, so you get 580 horsepower with 775 pound-feet of torque and 320 miles of range with all-wheel drive. So I can tell you, Jack, that in mixed highway and town city driving, I was able to get around 285 miles of range, which isn't terrible, but when you consider that if you're going to be towing or if you're going to haul anything in the bed of this pickup truck, those numbers are going to decrease further. Granted, I should say this is in the middle of summer, so I'm using the air conditioner and the ventilated seats and all the other things there too. But it is worth talking about because I think people look at these range numbers and they think, oh, I can go 400 miles in my, Chevy Silverado EV, but then you hook up a trailer and you get much less than that. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's very important because these vehicles are used for functional purposes, right? I mean, you don't buy a pickup truck, maybe some people do, to drive around with the bed empty and never tow anything with it. I guess there are profilers who do that, but most people want to use these trucks, and when you use them that way, as you mentioned, range goes down, and that can be an issue.
It does, but the good news here is that the new truck comes with DC fast charging capabilities. You can add 65 miles of range in 10 minutes, which is pretty good. Inside, as I mentioned before, the Pro model comes with vinyl seats, and then the XLT has cloth, but my Lariat came with leather. We got heated and ventilated front seats. Jack, I just want to praise Ford for the size of the interior of these trucks. It is very spacious, and the panoramic sunroof, if I can talk, that this truck came with made it feel very open and airy. We could fit six people in here if there were enough seat belts for it, but five people can ride safely and comfortably. And with four, there's more than enough room to stretch out here. We were able to take my almost 90-pound overweight Golden Doodle and all four of us on a hiking trip and had no trouble with all of us inside. You get a 12-inch digital gauge cluster in the Lariat trim with a 15.5-inch touchscreen. It runs Ford's Sync 4A software, which is easily one of the best on the market. It's got a ton of great features. It's very easy to use, and navigation is very responsive. Jack, what do you think of Sync 4?
I think Sync 4 is good, but I think Sync 4 is not even the... And we will talk later in the show with... Megan Jamarusti about the Ford's newest system, which supersedes Sync 4. So Sync 4 is pretty good, but even Ford is going in a different direction these days.
Oh, good. Well, the Lariat also comes with a lot of other features: wireless Apple CarPlay, a B&O stereo, that's Bang & Olufsen for people who are not familiar with the abbreviation. And then you get a full suite of safety features here too. So you get blind spot monitoring with rear cross traffic alerts, forward collision warnings, and Blue Cruise is available for the pickup truck. So you do get a hands-free driving system if you want to spend the money for it. So Jack, I've always liked the Lightning. I think that it's very capable, it's comfortable, and it looks like a regular truck, which is important to me and I think a lot of other buyers. If I were going for this truck, I'd probably opt for the XLT, which is still expensive at around 65 grand, but I can't justify spending $80,000 on a pickup truck.
Yeah, it's hard to justify that. And really, with the limitations of this vehicle, it's a great vehicle in so many ways. And I think for the right people or the right situation, let's say you have deliveries to make or you're not making long runs in the vehicle, you don't have to tow for any distance, those kind of things, it can be great. It can be terrific. Maybe more for commercial vehicle operations, I think, than personal use. And then for others, I just think I've got to go conventional here just for the utility value.
I agree.
You know, nice try. and cool, as I say, cool for the right person. Well, I was driving a vehicle that has a lot riding on it. It's the Genesis G90. The whole name is the Genesis G90 3.5TE supercharged. It's the flagship sedan of the Hyundai's luxury arm. And it comes with one mission. It's going to challenge the dominance of the industry's most prestigious names. Of course, you know what they are. Most of them come from Germany. I'm not sure whether it 100% does that, but it certainly has presence. It has an all-wheel drive platform, interesting technology, maybe cutting edge, maybe not quite. And this supercharged powertrain is not really a supercharged powertrain so much as mild hybrid technology, but it sounds a lot cooler to say it's supercharged with an e-supercharger than it has a mild hybrid, right, Chris?
It does, but it does feel like it's supercharged, so I guess the effect is the same either way.
Yeah. Usually I don't go heavily into design, but I have to with this vehicle because it's a large part of its appeal, I think. This is just a really good-looking vehicle. When it is in your driveway, people stop and stare at it in ways that they don't at other vehicles. I could describe some of the visual things about it, the LED headlamps, those kind of things. It's kind of like the whole package. It really is kind of like having a Bentley or Rolls parked in your driveway. I mean, it has that kind of presence on the road. It has a long hood, kind of uncluttered, but it has the right amount of jewelry on it, so to speak. What's your take on the looks of the G90?
Yeah, I've said the Genesis vehicles are still the only ones that I've had people stop at my house to take pictures of. They definitely are eye-catching, and they make it look way more expensive than it actually is.
Yeah. Let's talk about the powertrain. It's not necessarily premium. They've gone to a 3.5-liter twin-turbocharged V6 as their top power plant in this with this electric supercharger. Again, it's an electric motor. It doesn't drive a compressor or add boost to the engine. It boosts the engine in a different way. It boosts the torque from the powertrain, basically. It does eliminate torque gaps and those kind of things. Output is 409 horsepower, 400 pound-feet of torque, 8-speed automatic transmission. A lot of its competitors have a 10-speed or more. Full-time all-wheel drive, which works just fine. Shift-by-wire technology, and it has adaptive logic. I like the driving dynamics of this vehicle. There's a lot to like about what this delivers. Not super fast, but I would say quick enough, 0 to 60 in 5.1 seconds. Your thoughts on performance?
Yeah, my only beef with this vehicle is that it feels heavy. You can definitely feel the components that they've added to get this system together, but the ride quality is fantastic, and it's powerful enough for daily driving. It's not really a sports car.
Yeah, it's not a sports car in any way, shape, or form, and really, maybe the best seats in the house in this vehicle are in the rear. It doesn't provide all that wonderful in terms of fuel economy, 17 miles per gallon city, 24 miles per gallon highway, and 20 miles per gallon combined, despite the fact that it has this mild hybrid system. It's kind of like a lounge. I mean, the inside of this vehicle, I mean, certainly Genesis vehicles really do it up when it comes to the interior, and this is That, you know, just the epitome of that. Napa leather upholstery, open pore wood trim, my favorite. I hate closed pore wood trim. Maybe you do too. Suede headliner. It just looks so beautiful inside. It really is an amazing interior. Super luxury. I mean, you and I have both been in Rolls and Bentleys, and it has that kind of ambiance, I think. And the seating in the rear has heated and ventilated power adjustability. I mean, these vehicles in a lot of markets are chauffeur driven, so the rear passengers probably should be pampered more so than the front seat passengers. Rear passengers get massage, power sunshades, entertainment displays. I mean, the rear seat is kind of a place to live, isn't it?
Yeah, my kids are always sad when we have one of these vehicles and we have to give it back up and they go back to riding in my non-massaging Toyota.
Right. I would say the infotainment system is good, but it's not state of the art. I mean, the German competitors, you know, their infotainment systems do everything but shine your shoes for you, and this doesn't do that. I think this is very much like a Hyundai system, right? 12.3-inch digital instrument cluster and a 12.3-inch infotainment screen. It all works just fine. It's interesting, though, that it still has wired Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, something that even Hyundai has got past long since, or maybe not long since, but recently. Head-up display projects stuff onto the windshield or out in front of you, like head-up displays. And a Bang & Olufsen 23-speaker premium sound system, so the sound is right there. This is a vehicle that costs about $100,000, so it's up there, although I think its competitors from BMW and from Mercedes-Benz would probably be more like $120,000. Your quick thoughts on that?
Yeah, they cost more, and the warranty coverage is not as good either. Genesis has the fantastic 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty to go with all of that.
Yes, very good of you to point that out, and I wouldn't like to point out who our guest is. It's going to be Megan Jamarusti, and she'll be talking about sound systems and infotainment systems in the new Ford Expedition. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage egg and cheese biscuit, bacon egg and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's back to school sale is here with deals on looks your kids will love all year. Because even though they're sad summer is ending, let's be real, some of us are ready. It's time to trade the all-day PJs and always damp swimsuits for styles that'll keep up and hold up so your kids will be ready too. Shop Kohl's back to school sale and bring on the new year. Select styles, prices good through August 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jackie Redd back with you. We're outside Louisville, Kentucky. Maybe we're in Louisville, Kentucky, but we're at the Kentucky Truck Plant of Ford Motor Company, looking at the 2025 Ford Expedition that are rolling off the line here. We have an expert on tech. Megan Gemarusti is with us. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for putting up with me fumbling your name a little bit.
It's no problem.
Yeah, may have happened before. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Tech, so critical, right? Mm-hmm. We get into our vehicle, the first thing we do is tear our phones and try and make all this stuff happen. This is a big change, I think, that we're talking about here for the new Expedition. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so all new with the 2025 Expedition is the Ford Digital Experience. The digital experience is really centered around voice, and that is enabled through Google Assistant. Also, we have Google Maps at the center of both the center stack and the panel display. And with our Ford connectivity package, we enable a bunch of new apps and streaming apps. So we really centered this experience around connecting and being productive.
You wanted to improve over sync. Sync was a long-time Ford Motor Company thing.
Yep.
This is not that. This is completely different from that, right? Different partner, all of that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Tell us the rationale there, what the thinking was to move to a new partner.
Moving to Google integration, I was really centered around the expert, right? With Google Assistant, with Google Maps, they're experts in those two areas. So having a partner made sense.
Yeah. And avoiding distraction is important, and using something like Google Assistant really helps that. Walk us through that kind of in detail, would you?
Yeah, so having a voice-first system was important because there are so many things that you can just engage with the vehicle, right? Hey, Google, turn my climate up. Hey, Google, change the radio station. Hey, Google, make a phone call. So those things really are becoming more natural, especially as the age of our buyers decreases, right? People are way more comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us who used voice control early on weren't necessarily thrilled with the experience, right? Kind of got turned off by the experience. But this is a different experience, right?
That's right.
It uses natural speech. You don't have to learn stuff to talk to it and make it work. Walk us through that.
That's really, I mean, that's the value of partnering with someone like Google. Right? They're the experts in an assistant technology.
Yeah. And what are some of the things you can do with voice assistant? Probably pretty much anything, right? Walk us through.
Yeah, mostly anything. As long as you're subscribed to the Ford connectivity package, you can ask Google what's the capital of Kentucky. You can ask what the weather is. And then even if you're not subscribed, things like the vehicle commands, so change my climate, change my radio station, will still be functional and working.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is important.
Yeah.
What do you think is maybe the most user-friendly portion of this system? Is it the voice control, or are there other factors?
I think voice is, you know, top of the list for sure. Also, I think the panoramic screen and the eyes up and out, you kind of have all the information you need right there. So while you're driving, you're really not looking down. Mm-hmm. You can use your center screen always, but the ability to just drive and not really have to do this back and forth.
Describe the two screens that you have here.
Sure, we have the 24-inch panoramic screen, which is mostly driver information, but also we have a widget space, so you can put weather there, you can put media there, any of, if you're towing, you have towing widgets.
So it's kind of like instrument panel plus, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And it's positioned high, mm-hmm. which eliminates the need for a head-up display.
That's correct.
It keeps your eyes up.
Yep, so eyes up and out is really the model and the design principle with the panoramic screen. And instead of looking through a steering wheel, you're looking over the steering wheel.
Yeah, describe the steering wheel because it's interestingly shaped.
We probably lovingly call it the squircle, the square circle. The intent behind the different shape is to keep your eyes up and on the road.
So it's a lower diameter and at the same time it's kind of squared off, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can see that. Is that upper screen a touch screen or is it non-touch?
It is not.
Probably
it's set
as
back.
Well. Yeah.
Yep.
But then you have the touch screen that would be kind of down here, right?
Yep.
That's what?
13 inches.
13 inches.
Yep.
And what's controlled by the touch screen?
All of your settings. The other thing with moving to an Android-based system is we now have profiles. So each driver can personalize their drive experience from seat adjustments, mirror adjustments, to what is shown in that panoramic display, themes, all of that is personalized. So you can connect your profile to either a fob or phone as a key if the trim allows for it. And that ensures that when you get in the vehicle, your right settings are there.
Do you have discrete controls for those kind of things too, or is that all through the touchscreen? Things like seat adjustment?
So seat adjustment, mirror adjustments are still physical. And then also you can move the steering wheel and on some trims, the pedals. And that's all done through the steering wheel.
So you still have pedal movement? Yeah.
On some trims, yes.
Yeah. Fairly rigid today. What do you think, having used all the systems probably, mm-hmm. right? What do you think is the coolest feature of this, or the biggest advance versus what you have?
Integrate like native Google Maps, because it is what we probably most of us use daily on our phones anyway. Integrated into the native system has been a game changer for me. I'm not a CarPlay person, but we hear a lot of feedback that folks that have used the Ford Digital Experience have switched from projection to native.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the map, having the maps up there when you're driving is really helpful.
Yeah, right up in your
line
of sight.
Yeah, with your turn by turn.
Kind of have that in the right side of that thing.
So yeah, exactly. Right.
I don't know about you, but when I'm driving with a head-up display, I have a tendency to look at the instrument panel anyway, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just natural that you're driving. Gaming is something you've added.
Yes.
And kind of using the car beyond just the vehicle, using the vehicle, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're at rest, you're doing something with it. Talk about gaming and all that.
Yeah, so the Ford Digital Experience really leans into linger longer. So hanging out with your family or friends in the car, as opposed to maybe getting out and waiting for practice to end or a game to start. So the streaming apps really allow for that, and then also the gaming. So Arcade Sports is something that was launched last week on the Ford Digital Experience, and that is a multiplayer game. So you use your device as a controller and play together.
So you can use essentially your phone
as your controller. Yeah,
right.
Instead of, you can connect PlayStation controllers to the experience to play different games, but this allows you to just use your phone.
Yeah, not even have to.
Right.
One of the other things you do too is you've kind of eliminated, the rear seat screens and put in a different kind of situation. Talk about that and the rationale there.
Yeah, the strategy was really around a bring your own device, which I think Dustin talked about, those clips that you can put on the headrest. And so that's really the reasoning behind it, is right, to allow for multi-device.
Yeah, and we all like our own devices rather than kind of learning something in the car and carrying it around with you.
Yeah, you don't have to re-log
in very much.
Yeah.
Talk about connectivity and you know what's going on there. I think a lot of car companies early on thought that there's a profit opportunity. You know, they're going to have tiers and go a particular way with it. Maybe consumer acceptance hasn't been all that strong for that. But, talk about your thoughts on that and what Ford is doing in that
sure. story. So with the expedition, we've launched the Ford Connectivity Package, which does enable all of the streaming access to Play Store and to download additional apps, like Prime Video and Max. But also with the Ford Connectivity Package, we've added hotspot. So in the vehicle, you can add up to 10 devices, which is, we feel, a much better experience because previously you had to go to AT&T to enable that service.
So you can kind of find it, I suppose, that there is.
Yeah, there's different offers.
Yeah. It's free for a while, right?
And yeah, then, if you don't add it to the purchase at the dealership, you can activate a one-year free trial.
Mm-hmm. And tiers, I imagine, still of kind of service. Am I right?
No, there's only one package.
One package.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the exact price.
Okay.
That might be in some material here.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, there's a monthly option.
Okay. And monthly and annual options?
Mm-hmm. And then a one-time.
Yeah. Which might be the hottest. Get it. Forget
it. Yeah. Yeah. It's part of the problem.
Yeah. As you go forward, you can probably add stuff to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk about that a little bit or how valuable that might be.
Yeah, the idea is that we can continuously improve not only the experience, but add new features through software updates.
Mm-hmm. So over the air.
Exactly. Yep.
And, you know, a lot of times over-the-air updates are a little difficult for people to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to make that clearer to folks?
So right now we have a software updates app in your vehicle where you can see, you know, are you on the latest software that's been deployed to your vehicle?
Right.
We also have added some more information in the Fordcast mobile app about software updates. But it's pretty simple. You turn automatic on, set a schedule, and it updates while you're sleeping.
Yeah. Because you're wired.
The car's talking to Ford. Yep.
Yeah. Are there other things that you could add to the vehicle? Is there an idea of presenting things that can make the car more useful? We've seen other manufacturers, for instance, suggest that they can add horsepower with an over-the-air update, that kind of thing. Is that beyond your purview, or is that
definitely beyond the screens and the pixels that I deal with?
Yeah.
So I don't have any plans to add additional horsepower for an expedition. But the nice thing is we can add more apps, both through software updates and also through the Google Play Store.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add about the vehicle before we?
No, thanks for coming out.
My pleasure.
I think you're really going to enjoy driving it. The off-roading is fun.
We look forward to it.
Yeah.
Megan, thanks so much for
being. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
And that was Megan Jamarusti. She's design director at Ford Motor Company, talking about the new infotainment system in the new Ford Expedition, their full-size SUV. It's interesting that they have gone away from Sync 4 and actually gone to a new vendor. They're using a Google-based system, and you heard her rationale for that. I think it's interesting that they've gone this direction. Chris, you just experienced Sync 4 in the Ford Lightning. Tell us your thoughts about all this.
Well, one of the things that I complain about with all infotainment systems, and Sync 4 is not unique to that, is that automakers are packing all of the vehicle controls into the touchscreen now, and the F-150 Lightning absolutely does that. I think if you're going to do that, then the system behind it has to be almost flawless. It has to operate perfectly in almost all situations. And Sync does a good job, but I can see wanting to kind of improve that with the added features, and Google built in is a good step forward for them. So I'm looking forward to trying it.
Yeah, it seems like Google built in is getting to be the de facto standard for this. And a lot of manufacturers, Volvo, heaven knows, a bunch are going to it away from their homegrown systems or systems with a different vendor. I think it was Microsoft that was teamed with Ford for Sync.
Yeah, you know, I think the automakers wanted to hold on to control of those systems. They wanted the money, they wanted their driver's data and all of those things. But I think a lot of them quickly realized that making a usable, intuitive interface is a lot more difficult than they thought to start.
When we come back, it will be listener question time as we finish up the show for this week. So stay with us and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad with you. It is listener question time, as is our want in the final segment. We love to get your questions and comments, so send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. Let's dive right into a question here. It's home for me. This is from Willie in Pacoima, California, not too far from where I live. Gas is really expensive here, Willie says, and it's killing me. Is there a way I can boost fuel economy without changing how I drive? Interesting last take there, huh?
Geez Louise, I was going to say the best way to do it is to modify how you drive. Look, I don't think there's a lot of ways that you can get around this. Your behavior is going to be one of, without switching your car, your behavior is going to be one of the best ways you can save fuel. I would say avoid what my grandmother would call jackrabbit starts, you know, take off smoothly. The idea here is to drive as smoothly and as not unabruptly as possible. No hard braking, no slowing down, going into curves and that sort of thing. Jack, I can't think of any other ways other than modifying your behavior to save fuel unless you want to switch cars.
Yeah, I mean, you could maybe get a little gain from improving the car's breathing, you know, better air filter, that kind of thing. But you're not going to probably notice it. And I think if you continue to be hard on the gas, that's going to override any kind of gain you could get from that. So I don't know that there's any quick. If there were a quick solution, I think most manufacturers would be using it already, right? Because
Absolutely.
Fuel economy is something that certainly is top of mind for them. So that wraps up our show for this week. My new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in both ebook and paperback form at Amazon. We have links in the show notes to that book. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And of course, America on the Road is also available as a podcast, right, Chris?
That's right. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple, Spotify, and all the rest. Like us, download us, leave us a review. All of those things help us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
We would love to be with you virtually everywhere you go. We have YouTube and Rumble channels, so check those out. You can see what we look like, and better yet, see what the vehicles we're testing look like. That's pretty cool. Our thanks to Mercury Insurance for sponsoring the show and to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying it. And most of all, thanks to you for listening. You're the reason we do what we do, and we're so grateful that you're out there. Please join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.